Hi everyone, it's Lynn Chen from The Actor's Diet, and today my guest is JC Dupree, who is a fashion, lifestyle, and travel blogger, and this is our first time meeting. Well, we're not actually meeting, we're Skyping, but this is our first time having a conversation. I've been a longtime follower of Damsel in Dior, which is your blog, and I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's start from the beginning, from when you were a wee babe. And where'd you grow up, and what did you like to eat when you were a kid?
Oh boy. Well, I grew up in South Texas in a very small town near Corpus Christi called Taft. So as you can imagine, I really liked to eat barbecue and everything fried, which is not all it's changed, but we grew up barbecuing quite a bit, and my dad, he was a hunter, so he would bring home venison and make venison jerky. There's a fast food restaurant back home called Whataburger, which is kind of like our version of Shake Shack or In-N-Out. And so I would eat there a lot. Anything that was kind of quick. I was a very active kid. I played sports. I was a swimmer. So kind of in between activities, I would just grab whatever was the quickest. And my mom is an exceptional cook. So she would make lasagna and do, like, you know, the homemade dinners as much as she possibly could.
And were you a picky eater?
Not at all. I never have really been. There's just a couple things I really steer away from. And then when I was a kid, you know, I didn't like onions. But now I love onions. You know, my dad is a farmer. So we had a garden just right outside of our front door, a big garden, like 2 or 3 acres. So he would grow corn, squash, turnips, tomatoes, broccoli, pretty much anything you can think of. And I was really into that. So we would go out and pick the vegetables from the garden and take them in and make them. I just love that whole process. So as much as we would, you know, fry up shrimp for dinner, my parents were very strict about us getting our vegetables. And I would actually just eat sometimes just straight from the garden. I really like raw turnips, which is kind of weird because you're not supposed to really eat them raw, but I do.
I never even thought about eating a turnip raw.
Yeah, I didn't either until my dad and I think I was like 8 or 9 years old, and we're out there like picking vegetables, and he was just like, here, like, you can eat it, and like sliced one off, and it's kind of sweet. He just was all about teaching us, you know, the way that vegetables taste raw versus cooked and the different ways you can prepare vegetables. My dad's super into that. So it was always kind of just for fun, really. I never really thought of like eating vegetables as like, I was never like a normal kid where I was like, no, I don't want to eat the carrots. My dad had a very creative way of getting us to eat vegetables. He'd be like, if you eat these carrots, your eyes are going to turn a magical color unlike anyone else's. And I'd be like, oh, what's going to happen? And so we'd be an idiot and just eat them.
He's totally right. He's totally right. Your eyes are a magical color.
Oh, thank you.
What about sweets? Like, did you have a sweet tooth?
You know, I really don't. I like salty. I like cinnamon. I'm kind of addicted to cinnamon Optoids at the moment.
Oh.
But I've never really been a sweet tooth. I just, yeah, if I have candy in the office, I'll eat it in a day, which is what we did yesterday. I had a bowl of candy. So I just try not to have it around, really. I just try not to tempt myself.
So even as a kid, like cake and pies and ice cream, that wasn't your jam?
No, I really liked cheese dip. I'm trying to think what I liked, like, sweets-wise. I really loved, I still do, loved snow cones, like the frozen ice stands and stuff. And anything that was cool, because it was always super hot back home in the South. And so, you know, ice cream. But there just wasn't a lot available, honestly. The town I grew up in is super small. I mean, sometimes we would get, like, a milkshake after we went to the dentist. And that was, like, a special treat. But we didn't really have – my mom had peppermint candy in the house, and my granny always had big red gum. So maybe that's why I like cinnamon so much. It reminds me of my granny.
That's so cute. Yeah. So did you inherit your dad's green thumb?
I did, actually. My office I'm sitting in right now overlooks my little garden area that I have. Yes, I love gardening. It's one of my favorite things, although my garden right now is dead. I need to tend to it. He would not be proud, but I do enjoy gardening.
What do you usually grow?
It really depends on the season. LA is pretty easy to garden here. Usually, I go to Lowe's, and whatever they have available that's like already kind of pre-grown is what's in season. So it makes it really, really easy. But I love growing mint because I love putting it in my iced tea. And I love rosemary. I love jalapeno, mixed spice margaritas. I always have a little bit of tomatoes, which kind of tend to overtake my garden area. I'm trying to think what else we've grown out there. Yeah, some basil. I don't know how you say it.
Basil.
Basil. Yeah, I think it's like a British way to say it. I don't know. Basil. what else? Nothing like crazy. I don't try to grow strawberries because the heat right now is just going to get to them. Artichokes are kind of difficult. We have an avocado tree, but it's just really not producing at all. We also have a lime tree and an orange tree. The orange tree is doing really, really well. It's like thriving. I love our orange tree.
And did you cook growing up with your parents or your mom or...
I really liked cooking as a kid. I mean, I'm talking like macaroni and cheese and grilled cheese, but I was always wanting to be in the kitchen. I was always intrigued by what was going on. It was like where everything was happening, right? Like where all the adults were like hanging out. My best friend and I when we got a video camera, we were playing around as kids, you know, like making homemade movies, and we would always do like a cooking show and joke around using the Mrs. Doubtfire voice. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yes,
hello,
I have.
And welcome to my show. Today we're going to make a grilled cheese. And we do like a whole silly like cooking show.
It's kind of like Julia Child.
Yeah, it is like Julia Child.
Did you know Julia Child existed?
No, not at the time. We were going
that's
on
crazy.
Mrs. Doubtfire was our jam.
So then... After, like, how did high school look for you? Were you still eating the same or?
High school was a little bit different. It was more fast food. I was very driven by Popeyes, Wendy's, and Whataburger. I was swimming 3 times a day. I was super into swimming at the time. So I would wake up in the morning, go to practice. I would swim at the end of the school day, and then I'd go with my club team at night. And so I was just like a bottomless pit for food, and I just would go with whatever was quick. I had my own car, so my mom and dad weren't really like, probably had no idea I was shoving my face with fast food every day all day, but I was just doing I was a teenager. I didn't know any better at the time. And to be quite honest, the area I grew up in, it's not a very like pro healthy eating type of lifestyle that people live by down there. It's very fast food, very fried food driven. Like South Texas, Corpus Christi, Houston. I think Houston is like the number one, like most obese city in the U.S. Like Texas isn't the poster state for healthy eating. I'll just say that. So it just wasn't really talked about. You know, I didn't even know what the word organic meant back then.
Even though your dad was growing probably organic veggies.
Totally. Yeah. I had no idea.
And then did you go to college?
I did. I moved to Chicago when I was 18 right after high school, and I went to college at DePaul University.
And what did the food scene look like there? Were you eating in the cafeteria?
Chicago is such good food. It's actually the best choice I made moving to Chicago. I was introduced to such a diverse group of people. And that was a phase in my life in which I started to really appreciate food. When I was in college, I actually dated a chef. I didn't know he was going to be a chef at the time. He was actually like an aspiring chef in college, but now he's actually a chef who has restaurants in Chicago. And it was so funny. We would be like over at his house on like a Friday night, like, you know, 21 years old, and he would be making lobster with like Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio, and we're like a bunch of college kids, and like, but he had such a strong passion for cooking, and it really rubbed off on me. And we would go to like all the nice restaurants in Chicago, and he just taught me a lot about appreciating food in restaurants, and I really loved that time. I mean, Chicago has some of the best food in the world. It's the best. I mean, the taste of Chicago's an amazing festival there as well. I went to that for several years in a row, where you kind of get to sample everything that Chicago has to offer. Yeah, that just like opened up my eyes to different types of food and like appreciating it, like sitting down at a, you know, a good meal.
Are there places you can think of that are still around that you could recommend in Chicago?
Oh my God. I mean, Portillo's for their hot dogs. That's where I would go. I love Lou Malnati's pizza. There's so many good pizza places in Chicago. There was a really great fondue place in Lincoln Park. I can't remember the name of it, but I'm sure if you Google it, it will come up. It was adorable. It was this quaint little restaurant near campus. I just can't remember the name right now. It's been, oh God, it's been like 10 years since I've lived there. So sadly, I'm out of the loop, pun intended.
So then after Chicago, what happened?
After Chicago, I moved to the organic city of Los Angeles. I moved to LA. Yeah.
What brought you to LA?
The heat, the weather. I was very tired of the Chicago winters, and a job, actually. I got a job working at E! News.
Ah. So,
yeah.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, indeed.
Totally. And did you find the... Like, okay, up to this point, were you ever conscious about food equating a certain weight, a certain body type? Like, was that ever an issue for you? I mean, it sounds like you were an athlete, so it wasn't.
I was an athlete in high school, so I never thought about it in high school. I was very blessed and very active, and it just wasn't, thank God. I had so many other things to worry about, to be honest. At the time, that wasn't one of them. In college, I started to around like 2021, my best friend Shannon, my roommate, and I remember we went on, I think it was like the Atkins or something. We went like carb free for 2 weeks where like you totally go carb free, and we like emptied out our fridge and we emptied out our pantry, and we went for it. And that was like the only time I'd really like dieted in college, but we were like trying to slim up for spring break. I like kind of thought about it here and there, but it wasn't until I moved to LA that it was, I mean, it's obviously very, hashtag trending in LA to eat well and exercise and take care of yourself. That definitely shifted for me. Absolutely. When I moved here,
you noticed a big change. And was that part of like the culture, or like you just
definitely
a pressure?
I didn't feel pressure. To be honest, the first like 2 or 3 years I lived here, I didn't even really notice a difference. All I noticed was that when I would go pick up my lunch at E! News and bring it back, people would laugh at what I was bringing back, which included like Taco Bell or like chicken fingers from Wendy's. And I'm like, well, what? And like everyone would be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're eating that. I'm like, why? Like, what do you mean? But even when I would get like something that wasn't even just like obviously bad, people would still kind of like giggle, you know, like, you're going to eat that? I was like, yeah. But it took me a couple of years to kind of understand the culture in LA and like the food culture here. But yeah, I don't feel like a pressure per se. It's just more of like a lifestyle change.
And what prompted that lifestyle change?
Honestly, I think just like more awareness and maturity. I grew up a little bit and my body's changing. You know, I'm not in my 20s anymore, so I can't just like not eat bad for a couple days and get my old body back like I used to. My old tricks don't really work as well, to be completely honest. And I care about what I'm putting in my body more. I've just, the circle of friends that I have in Los Angeles, you know, they're all very conscious eaters and drinkers. And, when it's a part of the conversation, it, you know, becomes a part of your life and your lifestyle. And so, I don't feel like I'm deprived. I mean, Lord, I had a fried chicken sandwich for lunch today, but I just do it more in moderation now. You know, I just make wiser choices because I would like to live a long, healthy life. And so it's more about what I put in my body now, and how, you know, it makes a difference.
So if you go through your Instagram feed, you'll see lots of photos of like burgers and fries, but you'll also see like lovely photos of you in bikinis. And so I'm wondering, I'm sure you get, because I get asked and I don't even post photos of myself in bikinis. I'm sure you get asked, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I know how you do it, but I want to hear what you say.
Just kidding.
I mean, I think that there's this myth. I mean, I don't know if you saw that article that recently came out, and I guess it was an Eater about the Instagram people who take photos on Instagram and how food has become like Instagram food and mm-hmm. Instagram food only, and that people don't really eat it. And I have very mixed feelings about that. Also, mm-hmm. because I'm a spokesperson for the National Eating Disorders Association, so I know that there's a lot when it comes to talking about women and what we should be eating, and there's a lot of judgment that goes on in the world of blogging. And
totally,
I don't know. It's very strange where people are like, you have to eat what you're taking photos of, but at the same time, they're like, you have to look a certain way. It's even more pressure, I find, than my world as an actor. Where, like, mm-hmm. people understand you have a spit bucket and that's part of the job. Like, everyone gets it. You can't take 20 bites of a burger and do your job.
Right.
But whereas, like, an influencer, people get pissed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because we're selling our life kind of in a way. You know, like, for an actor, you get a part and you're like, hey, you need to lose X amount of weight, or hey, you need to gain for this part, this role. You can train for it. Like, that's your job, you know? Our job is to like share our life. So if you're sharing something that's not real, it really rubs people the wrong way. And I totally sympathize with that. I think it should be what you really are eating too, I think. I mean, unless you say, like, you can make a joke about it in the comment and be like hashtag no, I did not eat that, or whatever that one is, you know, and kind of call yourself out. But I try to post what I'm really eating, because I don't want people to think that I'm starving myself, because I'm not. I do eat burgers and I eat chicken fingers, but I don't eat that for every meal. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be posting a picture of my bikini, you know? Yeah, that's something that's actually discussed quite a bit in my house, and with my assistant too, who works with me every day. She's like, you do eat bad. People need to see this. Like, I know. I'm like, well, they will eventually. You know, they get to know me. And they see, like, how much I'm eating. I don't really eat that much.
Yeah, tell me about portion size. Like,
when I'm very good with portions.
So, like, your fried chicken sandwich today, how, like, is it the entire chicken sandwich? Is it all the bread?
No, I never eat it all. Well, today is different because I'm a little hungover. And that's the only thing I've eaten all day. But typically I really don't eat a lot. I'm very, very good with portions. I'm always the first one done. I really try to pay attention, to the fact that, you know, it takes your stomach 10 minutes or something like that to tell your brain that you're full. And I try to eat very slowly. I got that from my dad. I eat slow and I take pauses and I try to drink water in between, you know, but I'm not like, it's not something I'm just like every meal like thinking of. I just stop eating when I'm full. I don't, you know, I don't pick. When I'm done, I'm done. I toss it or I give it to somebody. I'm like, here, take this away from me, you know? So I'm not like stuffing. I never eat a full burger. And sometimes when I'm craving a burger, I'll get it without the bun, you know? It really does hit the spot the same way. So
what are you eating when you're not eating burgers? Like, give me a typical food day.
Like my typical like foods.
I love, what do you gravitate towards like as a go-to breakfast?
Yeah. Like what's always in my like cabinet and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like eggs and bacon, typically for breakfast.
How do you like to cook them?
Scrambled eggs.
Butter?
Yes.
Okay.
Scrambled eggs with butter and then bacon in the oven.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Nice and crispy. I'm not a huge breakfast person, but I feel my best when I'm eating breakfast, and when I'm working out consistently, when I do eat breakfast, I tend to feel like lighter and skinnier, if you will, when I do eat breakfast, which is weird. So when I don't eat breakfast, it's usually about 1 o'clock when my stomach starts to growl and I kind of hit what I call the red zone. And at that point, I'll just eat whatever's in front of me. Lovely Haley, who's actually sitting in the office with me right now, will help take care of me. And she's like, you need to eat. What do you want to eat? She'll start giving me options like, what should we order for lunch? And we'll usually do like Subway or like an omelet. I really like omelets. today was a fried chicken sandwich because I was hungover, but that's kind of rare. But I usually will try to be good, but I'll have like a little something bad. You know what I mean? Like if I get a salad, I'll probably get a side of fries.
Where was the fried chicken sandwich from?
It was from Mendocino Farms.
Oh, yes.
In LA, by the Grove. Yeah. So it wasn't like fully fried. It's like a faux fry. And yeah, I love smoothies. Like love, love, love smoothies.
Tell me more about these smoothies.
There's a place down the street called Bloom, and I get the Sunpower smoothie, and it's just like banana, protein, I think strawberries. And that's like a meal to me. When I'm trying to like slim down, I will eat one of those for lunch. eat a protein shake for lunch.
Consume.
It's a good filler meal. And then for dinner, I have sushi at least once a week.
Where do you like to have sushi?
Sugarfish. And then I cook a lot. I cook salmon at least once a week. I cook chicken piccata. And sometimes I'll do breakfast for dinner, like sausage, egg, and cheese taquitos.
Where'd you learn to cook?
I don't know. I think I just taught myself. I mean, I learned to cook from my mom and dad and then my boyfriend in college. And then I just really dove into it when I moved to LA and had actually like a kitchen, you know. Now we just moved into our house 2 years ago, so we have a proper kitchen, which is really inspiring to cook more. I like trying new recipes. I love going to the farmer's market and getting fresh fish. I really love cooking. I would rather cook at home than go out to dinner.
Do you use recipes or are you just like on the cuff?
I'll use a recipe to try something new. I just learned a new chicken piccata recipe, that I found on Pinterest. But I kind of have my go-tos. Even like a pasta, I would much rather eat my own pasta. I don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk the carbs on something that I don't, you know, that I'm not 100%. Although we will go out to dinners, I'd say like twice a week, I'll go out to a dinner once or twice a week with either my friends or my husband or a client or something like that.
Do you cook for others? Do you entertain?
Mm-hmm. I love entertaining.
So let's say someone's coming over for dinner who is gluten-free, because I am. So let's say, what do you make for dinner?
Oh my God, I have no idea. I'd probably Google it. I'd probably go to Pinterest and be like, gluten-free recipe. I really don't know what I would make. I'd probably make salmon. That's like the only thing I know how to make. Yeah, I think I would go with salmon probably.
But do you have go-to dishes when you entertain? Like,
yes, it depends on the season. Right now I would probably barbecue ribs or do like a white fish. In the fall, I have an amazing red beans and rice recipe that I love making. It takes all day. It's my favorite. I'm Cajun. My dad's Cajun, French Cajun. So I'm really into spicy like gumbo and stuff like that. And I like doing red beans and rice in the fall. It's perfect for the season.
My God, that sounds so good. Yeah, I love red beans and rice. You make them, the red beans, like from dried?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you have patience.
That's like a Saturday. That's my day. You know, it's like an 8-hour recipe. It has to sit on the crock pot for a while.
But I assume you don't bake since you don't have a sweet tooth.
No, I'm not good at baking. I'm not a dessert. No, I can't do it. I mean, the best I can do is like, like a cobbler. I'm more of like an appetizer, dips. Like the actual main course type of person when it comes to cooking.
Would you say you cook more than your husband or is it equal?
I would say I cook more. It's starting to become equal. He's got a couple recipes down. He's really good at making omelets. And he has a few of his own, but yeah, I definitely cook more.
Do you guys eat together every night?
Yeah. Pretty much, unless we have like a plan, you know, I'm going out with the girls or something. But if we're home, we eat together.
Okay. And what about other meals? Like, I don't know. Wait, you don't work at the same time, though. You're not at home at the same time.
Yeah. You know, my studio is in the back of my house and his office is in the front. So sometimes we'll have lunch together. I'd say it's like 50-50 because we both work from the same house, you know, space. I'm kind of on the go a lot though. Like I'm either traveling or I'm out and about with meetings. Like My days aren't as consistent as my dinners.
Do you car eat or eat in front of the TV?
I try to, no, I won't eat in front of the TV unless I'm home alone and I like ordered in. But that's pretty rare. And then car eat, yes. If I have like a shoot or something, I'll stop by like a 7-Eleven and just grab a bar or something quick, like some almonds or something.
What kind of bars do you like?
I really like Kind bars a lot.
They are kind.
They're good. They're quick. They're easy. I'm really into doing sugar free. So if I'm like really wanting to get serious about slimming down for like a trip or something, I'll go sugar free. When I say that, I mean like processed sugar. I'll still have fruit and natural sugar. But if like you flip the bar over or the package over and it has sugar in it, like I will not eat it. And that's like the fastest way I've ever been able to drop pounds. It's crazy.
What about with alcohol?
I'll still have alcohol. I'll just drink vodka soda with lime, which is kind of my go-to drink anyway.
When you travel, do you have any foods that are like ritual foods?
Oh, my gosh. When I go to New York, I was always getting at least one night I would get Shake Shack. And it was typically on my last night. And I would order Shake Shack on Postmates and have a bottle of champagne. And just like sit in the hotel room and watch a movie and eat Shake Shack and have champagne. That was like my ritual for a while. I haven't gone to New York in a little bit though, but that's typically my jam. But now we have Shake Shack in LA, so it feels like less special. I don't know. Gotta figure out a new one.
You know, I haven't been to the Shake Shack in LA yet, and that's so weird to me that I haven't. I just was reminded of that when you said that.
It's good. It's like there's never a line during the week if you want to go during the week. And they have stuff that's not just like burgers. They've got other stuff too, but I also really love in New York the Polo Bar. They have an amazing steak. But yeah, as far as like traveling elsewhere, I usually always do, this is horrible, but I always do one night room service. There's just something about it that feels good.
What do you special. Order from room service?
Oh, pasta. Every time. If it's on the menu, that's what I'm getting.
So do you ever order things like salads and like other than smoothies, like salads, like things that are primarily veggies?
I really don't like salads like at all. No, I just can't stand them.
Like, not even a grain salad?
Unless it's like a precursor to my steak, I like a Caesar salad I could throw down or like the Hollywood bowl from Sweetgreen sometimes, but like I'm not the girl that's getting a salad for lunch. And if I do that, it's because I'm at a meeting with like a bunch of other girls that are getting them. And I just feel like a jackass. Sorry if I don't get one, you know, I'm just like trying to fit in. But really I want like the chicken or some sort of heavy protein.
You sent over a photo and I'm trying to figure out what this is. There's croissants in the middle and then it looks like people have porridge or.
It's probably in Paris. Let me take a look at it.
Or like, I don't know what it is. It looks like some sort of a breakfast.
What are the colors?
Yellow. And there's an omelet maybe at the top. I think it's an omelet. And there's fruit salad. And then there's like bowls of polenta.
Am I in it?
No, it's just food.
Let me take a look. Files. Sorry. I want to see what this is. Bowls polenta. Yellow? Oh, that's a cheese plate.
Wait, that's cheese?
Yeah, the one that has a drink at the top?
No, it's four plates, and there's a big bowl of croissants and bread in the middle.
Oh my God, no, that's Lotterie. Ooh, those are scrambled eggs. Those are delicious.
Oh, so those are scrambled eggs?
That's Lotterie in Paris. That's like my favorite. Yeah, those scrambled eggs are legit. I can't get my scrambled eggs like that. I don't know what they do. They just like whip them.
They're slow and slow.
So those are omelets. There's an omelet in the top right. There's an omelet and three scrambles. And then there's a fruit plate and then the croissants. So if I were sitting at that table right now, I would have my coffee black. I would have like two sips of orange juice. I would have an entire bread roll with an entire butter and like five bites of the scrambled eggs. And I'd be done. That's what I would eat. But then I'd go running later that
I love how you know your body so well.
That's like, exactly. I just know I love bread. It's like my Achilles tendon.
I'm so jealous. I recently, like I said, had to go gluten-free and I miss it.
You know, you get addicted to it. My husband has not been eating bread for a couple of weeks, but like it, you can tell. Like if I cut bread out, it's the first thing you should cut out if you're trying to cut back. It's just too hard. I love butter. And the French butter is so much better than ours. It's so good. I go to this place in the by the Grove at the farmer's market just to get their butter.
What it's place? France.
It's like a little French bistro in the farmer's market.
Oh,
like
in that corner.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is that place called?
The butter's like $15 a pop. I'm like, I'll take it. I can't remember the name of it. Farmers.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I walk through there all the time, coveting things.
It's called Monsieur Marcel.
Oui, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. They also have a restaurant, I believe, too.
They do, right out front.
I've never eaten at the restaurant.
I have. It's pretty good. I think I got a salad. I got the salad because it had goat cheese on it. So if the salad has goat cheese, I'll throw down with that because then I just eat the goat cheese. Really good.
I'm also looking at a photo of you eating In-N-Out in front of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, totally natural.
as one does. Uh-huh. Looking incredible. And so what is your In-N-Out order?
I just get a cheeseburger with everything on it. Exactly what I'm holding. Just a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Do you like their fries? Their fries are very controversial.
I like them. I add salt to them, but I like them.
Sometimes people are like upset that they're not fried enough.
I mean, they are what they are. You know, I'm not gonna like totally analyze French fries. I can analyze chicken fingers really well and like the amount of breading. With fries, like I'm not as much of a stickler. They hit the spot for me. It's a, you know, it's a particular French fry.
It is it's a crinkle cut, is it? No. I'm imagining
no,
that. No, it's
that's
not.
Shake Shack. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
I got to get myself to Shake Shack.
Yeah, you do. Get the cheese on the side.
What are some of your favorite places in LA?
Oh, man. What's that place called? I'm obsessed with their omelet. What's with me and omelets? I didn't even really realize I like omelets as much as I do.
Is it that French place in the
shopping center?
Petit Trois?
Yes, it is. I love like Petit Trois, if that's how you say it. I really like Moza a lot.
Right across the street, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I go there for special occasions. I'm really into Mercado because they have queso like we do back in Texas, and that's like the only place in LA that has it.
I don't even know what Mercado is. How do you spell it?
Mercado. It's right across. It's actually right across from Mendocino Farms by the Grove.
Oh, my husband went there once without me. Okay.
It's good. I was just there the other day. I go there a lot. I get the steak skewers appetizer. It's really good. I love Connie and Ted's. And I really love South Beverly Grill. I think that's a great burger spot, too. And you can get sushi or you can get a burger. It's like whatever mood you're in. And I mean, I really love Sugarfish. I know some people don't, but I do.
I am not able to eat there because I'm married to a vegetarian. There's nothing really there for him.
Yeah. That's sad.
How are you with leftovers?
Like, not great. No? I'm not going to lie. No, I'm really not great with them.
You don't want, they're not for you.
No, they're just not for me. And it's actually one of my, this is so bad to say, but I'll just admit it. It's one of my pet peeves when I'm at a restaurant. And like I said, like I don't eat a ton. So every single time, it's like a running bet. It's like a running joke when I'm at dinner that the waiter's going to come up and ask if I want to box it up. I'm just like, no. Like I almost find it semi insulting sometimes because like the other day I literally cleared my plate. I ate everything that was on my plate except for like the side fruit. And that was like a first for me. I never cleared the plate. And they still asked for one box. I'm like, what do I have to do to not have you ask me that? Like, no, I would ask for one. They're just trying to be nice. But I'm like, it's like embarrassing almost because I don't want them to think I don't like it. I don't know. I get like really awkward when they ask me that.
I've given away a number of meals on the street with my doggy bags.
I've tried to do that too. I did the same thing. Or like if I'm going to get food and I see someone that needs a meal, I'll buy them one. I love doing that. The last time I gave someone food, they threw it at me.
Oh.
So I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that again. I was like, I just bought you a cheeseburger.
That
dude.
Showed
Like,
you.
I was like, man, I didn't like it.
This is a very like blog specific thing, but if you are at a hosted meal and you know how like the chef likes to bring you a ton of food.
Yes.
How do you deal with, cause like you, as you said, you don't eat that much. I'm sure you don't want to waste it. So like, how do you deal with that when they just keep bringing out the oysters and like things that like will go bad and are expensive?
Yeah, that's actually, it's funny you bring that up because that does happen. And I've got some funny stories about like being on at one of those hosted meals and you don't really want to eat what you're being served, but you kind of just have to swallow it, pun intended. When I'm going into any like hosted event, I don't know if you can hear my dog snoring.
I actually can.
If you hear that, I apologize. Polly, wake up. I'm so sorry. Let me just like nudge her so she'll shut up. One second. Polly, can you stop snoring? Okay. I'm sorry. I'll be like on a conference call and you'll hear my dog snoring. It's just Polly. I'm sorry. I think I scared her. But yeah, bloggers go to these hosted events and we just, I don't want to be rude, so I kind of go in just like all bets are off. Like I can't be really like on a diet or I can't be watched. Like if I'm cutting back on sugar, I'll try to do it the best way I can. But sometimes they just serve so much food, you know, you kind of just have to move it around your plate and make it look like you've eaten some of it. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but you just like learn, you know, it's like when you're a kid and you kind of have to like make it look like you ate something, kind of just do that, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for really diving in deep into the JC Dupree diet with me.
I'm sorry, it's not very like regimented.
Well, no, it's funny because I think what you eat is like what people fantasize that they get to eat. And like,
I just don't eat a lot.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That is the thing. You know? Like I always say that to people when they're like, how can you eat? I'm the opposite of you. I have a major raging sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. So people always be like, how do you eat cake every day? And I'm like, I'm not eating cake every day. I'm eating a
taste.
Bite of cake every day.
And I work out. I mean, that's the other thing too. Like,
yeah, what's your workout like? I know you run because I saw your Insta story. You're doing 2 miles. I sound like a fucking stalker right now.
No, I love it. I love when people stalk me.
You're doing a 2 mile run in the morning.
I'm training. Yeah, right now I'm training for a half. So I'm in the very early stages of training for a half marathon, which include me running for 20 minutes a day for now. And then you kind of build off of that. So I'm running just over, I'm running roughly 2 miles a day. It's just so hot in LA. I'm dying out there. I need to go to the gym.
You need to go swimming, Missy. You're a swimmer.
I love swimming. I also just recently got back into that and ballet, actually, is something new that I'm doing fitness-wise. So.
Do you eat before or after you work out?
Before.
What do you eat? You don't eat eggs and bacon before you work out, do you?
No, I'll just have like a bar. I'll have something really light or like an English muffin. But if I go running with nothing, I'll cramp up. I start to get a stitch in my side. Most of the time people hate running because A, they just hate it and they're running too fast. Or B, they'll get like a cramp in their side. And usually the cramp in your side is because you're either dehydrated or you haven't eaten or you're not getting enough oxygen like into your lungs. So I just make sure to avoid out those possibilities so that I won't have to stop like halfway through. That's the worst. From a cramp, like, ugh, not
you,
fun.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Oh,
have
good.
Have you gone to like a nutritionist or have you studied this stuff?
I just recently went to one nutritionist. Her name's Kelly. Be Well by Kelly. She's fantastic. And I just wanted to kind of get to the bottom of trying to curb my appetite from carbs to other things. And she's actually who got me hooked on the smoothie regimen. And eating more breakfast meals. But no, I don't know a lot of it. I just know myself. I know what works for me. And, you know, everyone's different. That's the thing with all this. It's
It is
like,
true. Everyone is different.
listen to your body.
You eat bacon and eggs and it suits you fine. For me, I'd
Yeah,
be
it's your
asleep.
blood type. It's everything. It's your DNA, your blood type, your genes, your activity level. I just try to go with my gut. If I'm craving, lemons, then I add some to my water or whatever it is that I'm craving. Avocado. Obviously, my body needs that, so I just try to pay attention to those cues.
But your smoothie, I love your dog.
I'm so sorry. She thinks this is about her. Polly eats rabbit and potato food twice a day. The end. That's what she eats. Oh, God.
But your smoothie thing that you're doing right now, you mentioned that you like to go to a place to go buy it, but do you make it at home?
No, I'm too like ADD. I just go and have them do it.
Just that place?
I'll go to Air One or Bloom because Bloom's just down the street from where I live.
Oh, okay. What do you get at Air One? I love Air One.
I love Air One, so I'll just walk there and grab one. I have the thing in my house. Honestly, I'm so like ADD when it comes to my work day. I just if I don't have time, I just am like I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that. Whatever, I'll just have water. Like I don't have time. Like to do a smoothie. I do have time. I'm not making the time because I don't know, too lazy, I guess, to make a smoothie. Not that I'm too lazy. I just like, I can't make it as good as they do. And I'm like, I don't know. It just tastes better when someone else is making it for you. It's like coffee. It's like everyone has to have their Starbucks. My fix is like my smoothie. I make my own coffee in the morning so that I can have my smoothie in the afternoon.
But you eat your whole, drink your whole smoothie though.
About three quarters of it.
Three quarters. Wow. This is fascinating to me because I'm like a member of the Clean Plate Club and I'm like, wow, this is blowing my mind, JC.
Yeah, no, my girlfriends, anytime we're ever talking about this, that's what they say is my like secret is that it's portion control. I never clear a plate. We'll like order a pizza or something and I'll have like one slice. I
Wow.
don't know. I'm not like trying to do, I'm not like I don't know.
Well,
It's just.
I think a lot of it has to do with probably you knowing that nothing is off limits. So like
Maybe.
you don't feel like, oh, this is the Last Supper. I better get three slices
Yeah.
in
I won't
because I
binge
may
eat at
never. Yeah.
all.
That's
Yeah, no.
great. That's great.
Yeah, I'm really lucky when it comes to that. Yeah, I think if you don't, if you tell someone they can't have something, they want it even more. So I'm just like, yeah, you can have it, but you're gonna regret it. So I'll have a couple bites and then walk away.
Okay, my last question
Yes.
is
Sorry.
she's like a motor.
God.
My last question is, I guess like a deathbed meal. Although that's a bad way to put it because like when
No,
you're
like
on
the
your
Last
deathbed,
Supper.
yeah, like your last supper, deathbed, you probably are like,
I
I
mean,
don't
it's
want
gonna
to
be
eat.
a big one. I know that because I won't want to taste everything. I'll want like two bites of everything. I'd want, oh my God, I think I would want Whataburger chicken fingers with white gravy, some macaroni and cheese with potato salad and biscuits from Popeyes with a beer margarita from Bledsoe's.
Oh,
Very
there's
specific.
a lot of different places, and then Bledsoe's.
Lots of southern and weird mix. Maybe some queso on the side. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what Whataburger is like. I mean, I can picture it, but I kind of like want to go just to have it now.
I would suggest it, but every time I send someone there, they're not impressed. And I think maybe it's because it's just what I grew up on. That's why I love it. And we don't have it in LA, so.
Where is it only in Texas?
Yeah, it's in Texas, and there's one in Arizona, like in Phoenix or something. And anytime I'm in the area, I go. My brother and I always joke. My brother has his pilot's license, and we always joke that we're gonna fly there one day in his plane just to get Whataburger and like fly back to LA for like a little day trip just for the Whataburger. It's pathetic. We've never done it. We might though.
Who knows?
Who knows? Anything is possible for food.
JC, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media at Damsel in Dior or on my blog at damselindior.com.
And your podcast, your new podcast.
And my new podcast, yes, where I'll probably most likely be drinking and crass. and I apologize. Which is also called Damsel of the Orange.
And I would love to hear your doggy snoring on that. Can you see if you can make that happen?
Yeah, I should actually hold the mic up and get some background of her snoring.
It's very impressive.
Oh yeah, she's just getting started.
Thanks, JC.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.